USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello.
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 Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin White Show, March the 12th, 2024. How are you doing? Good morning, everyone in the USA. Hello to friends abroad. Take a moment and say hello to family and friends around the world. Join me in welcoming our friends from India and Nepal, Bangladesh, Myanmar. There's Pakistan. Abel, good to see you again this week. God bless you. Badu, wow, there in Nepal. Yes, God bless you. Glad that you could join us. There's a brother from India. We have friends from the Philippines. There's Vineet from India. Yes. Welcome. So glad. Dinesh from India. Thank you, brother, for joining us. Alicia, how are you, my friend? I hope you're doing well. Joshua, there in Rajamandre. God bless you. Shaker and Vishakhapatnam. Good to have some time with you this morning. Yes, there's a brother from Myanmar. God bless you. Barbara from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, friend. Good to be with you. And Roger and Lori. Yes, good morning. Let us know where you're watching from. Pastor Manoj from India and Priya. Happy birthday this week to Sister Priya. Revo from the Philippines. Mabuhay. Yes, Glory from India. We have friends from Thailand and Afghanistan, Ukraine, Russia, Mexico, Canada. There's Canary from Dimapur, India. Anna from the Philippines. God bless you. Suresh Bob from India. Lorianne from the Philippines. God bless you. Yes. Yes. I'm so glad that so many of you are tuning in this morning. I hope that you come ready for an encouraging word from God. Every week, put this on your calendar, 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time now. Sorry about that. I wish that the USA would land the plane and do away with daylight savings, because when you are having an international broadcast like this, today is an hour earlier for many people that were used to watching us at a certain time there in their country last week. And now here we are asking everybody to come an hour earlier. So I hope you got the notice, but if you miss this live, you can always watch it later. So I'm thankful for that. But put this on your calendar. Make sure that you join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll get a notice about that. You can set your notifications. But God is intentional in bringing you a word of strength, a word of comfort, a word of encouragement. Anyone needs some strength from the Lord today? Today's word is a powerful, life-changing word. It is in our You Are series, and God is proclaiming you are victorious. So here's our series, You Are. Last week, we talked about strong, and today we are looking at the word victorious. Next Tuesday, we will be back with You Are Found. What a powerful declaration that is. And then after that, you are full. And so I hope you'll be back every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. For this word of encouragement, a powerful word from God. And this is a word for you. You know, so often one of the subtle tricks of the enemy is for him to use the word other, because as we're going to talk about on the show, God wants us to be others first. And so the enemy picks up on a truth and he perverts it and he says, they are victorious. Others are victorious. And he is clever in getting us to doubt if God would make us, me, victorious. And so we can look at Mother Teresa and say she lived a victorious life. Dr. Billy Graham lived a victorious life. And you probably know people today that you revere as close to God, that God has favored them. People even look at me and say, you know, I wish God would do for my business what he does for your business, Kevin. And, you know, that's a lie from the enemy that God's word, victorious, is for everyone else but me. And I am so grateful for God speaking to my ears, you are victorious because of Jesus. And I want Barbara to hear that. I want Vinit to hear that. I want everyone that we welcome to the show to hear the voice of God whispering, declaring, even shouting, you are victorious. So put your hands together for the word of God. We're going to dive in at 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 18. And this is in the middle of a conversation. Anytime you see a but, B-U-T, in the word, there is something that preludes that. And here, the people of God are being called into battle. And he says, but this is only a simple thing for the Lord, for he will make you victorious over the armies of Moab. So he is talking to the people of God, and he is promising victory to them. And the Bible teaches us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so if he said it in 2 Kings over his people then, he's saying it today, March the 2nd, 2024, over you, over me. And we're going to get to some nitty-gritty opportunities for the Lord to declare you are victorious today, March the 12th, 2024. But you got to understand that he is a God that declares victory. So let's just continue to learn all we can about this word, victorious. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, 37. Romans 8, 37. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. So there is three things I want you to take away. Overwhelming. So this isn't a maybe. This is not a little bit of a victory. Maybe you'll barely get across the finish line. This is overwhelming victory, okay? For is ours, and you are included in that. Have you ever asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, to forgive you of your sins? Have you ever called upon the name of Jesus for salvation? Raise your hands. Put your hands up in the chat. Yes, I have. You are in that hours. This is Paul talking to every one of us. Overwhelming victory is ours, the people of God, the people that have bent the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have never confessed Jesus as Lord, you do not have that confidence. All you have to do is take Jesus only for salvation, and immediately you can have this confidence. And there is a separation here that Almighty God is making. If you are bowing down to a carved idol, if you are worshiping something other than the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have that confidence. And I'm sorry, it's not me that is separating you from that confidence. It is your decisions, but God has made a separation. If you are worshiping anything other than Jesus, you don't have the confidence of overwhelming victory in your life, in your marriage, in your parenting, in your business. You don't have that confidence. But to those that have taken Jesus only for salvation, I have. Have you? Again, put your hands up in the chat. Have you taken Jesus only for salvation? Then this word is yours. Paul's talking to you. He's not saying them. The enemy wants you to hear this word victorious and say everybody but me. But that is not the true whole word of God. The true whole word of God is victory is yours. I want you to even say that. Victory is mine through Christ. So the third thing that we see in that one verse, overwhelming victory is ours because of Jesus. And so I want you to just solidify this in your mind. Victory comes through Christ. You're not going to find victory at Walmart. You're not going to find victory in a pill bottle. You're not going to find victory in an alcohol bottle. You're not going to find victory in a sexual relationship. You're not going to find victory in anything else on the planet other than the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He is the victorious one. So you remember my glove illustrations about how we are not, but he is. Well, if it weren't for Christ, we would live a defeated life. Apart from him, our life, ultimate prize of eternal life, we will be defeated. You're either going to have eternal life through Christ, or you're not going to have eternal life. And the Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is the Bible's way of saying, apart from God, you are defeated. But Jesus rose from the dead. We are about to celebrate Easter. Are you getting ready for Easter? Like, this is the victory of all Christians, the fact that Jesus died on the cross for the exchange of my sins, your sins, lowered into the grave, died for 3 days, raised back to life on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Day, and proved that he alone has victory. I want to ask you, the one that you're worshiping today with your life, some people worship themselves. Some people worship their bank accounts. Some people worship carved idols. Some people worship other religions. The one you worship today, did they die for you? Did they exchange their death for your life? Did they forgive you of your sins? Jesus did. Jesus gave us victory. And so defeated is now occupied by victory. So the glove, you and I are the glove. When victory comes into us, we now have victory. It's through Christ. The second thing I want you to see is victory is done. We're not waiting on it to be determined. Victory is done. Can you say it is finished? Put it into the chat. It is finished. Jesus on the cross said those words, powerful words. And he was saying, the battle is over. I am giving you victory. It is finished. And you can go back through the garden where God created everything in the world, including man and his own image, and how we sinned against God, we rebelled against God, and we face the consequences of that. Adam and Eve, our great, 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 great grandparents sinned against God. They faced the consequences with that. The communion with God was broken. Now it's a choice. Before them, when they were created, it was automatic, but that's not love. So in order for God to really have love from his creations, he had to give us a free will, a choice, to decide if we would rebel or if we would surrender and worship. And so from Genesis 1, we see man has a problem called sin. God has a plan named Jesus, and you and I have a choice. And the choice of victory is found in Jesus. And it's God's not in heaven waiting. I wonder if we're going to have victory or not. I wonder if my people are going to be victorious or not. No. You know, yesterday in our staff devotions, I prayed over my team that they would have ears to hear the voice of God. Today, I want to pray over you and I that we have eyes to see what God sees now. because the enemy will trick you into thinking that victory is to be determined. It's a future hope. God already sees victory. He saw it when Jesus hung on the cross and laid down his life for you and I. God sees you victorious right now. You might say, well, I totally didn't align with that last night. I am covered in sin. My life reeks with unholiness. And God says, you are victorious. And again and again and again and again and again, we try to come to God through behavior modification. And God says, no, you will be transformed as you change your mind. It's from the inside out. And so even yesterday, I asked our team at Spirit Media, are we listening to the voice of God? Are we listening to our voice? Are we listening to the voice of the enemy? Are we listening to the voice of the world? And whenever it comes to victory, do you see what your Heavenly Father sees? Because he sees victory. He's not waiting for victory to be concluded. He's not waiting for the referee to come put the conqueror and the champion's arm up in victory. The veil of the temple has been torn. Victory is ours. The third thing there is God declares you are victorious. This is not a you will be. I hope you will be. If you pray enough, you will be. If you tithe enough, you will be. There is no conditions in front of you to be victorious other than Jesus. That's the only condition. You call upon the name of Buddha, you're not promised victory. Any other gods, any other religions, you come to God through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are given victory. And this matters. This absolutely matters in every aspect of our life. And we're going to talk about that. Look at 2 Samuel 16, verse 7. Okay, 2 Samuel verse 6, chapter 6, 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. Talking about one of the choices in the for the servants of God. And the Lord, it says, the Lord doesn't see things the way we see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And so I want to just talk a moment about where victory is found, okay? We measure victory by material increase. We think that the proof of victory is when our bank accounts rise instead of decrease. We think that that's how God measures victory. We think material, so I want you just to know that material increase doesn't prove victory. And lack of material increase doesn't prove defeat. Mother Teresa really owned nothing most of her life. John Wesley had very little that he owned most of his life. Billy Graham was actually buried in a pine box. You know, we see all these funerals. You remember the Queen's funeral? You know, nothing wrong with a beautiful casket and all of this pomp and circumstance, but the lack of material does not prove defeat. And the increase of material doesn't prove victory. And God measures victory by what's in the heart. And so what does victory look like? What does victory look like? It looks like obedience to God, faithfulness to God, surrender. Have you ever surrendered your life over to the Lord? That's victory. Endurance. Have you ever withstood a trial? A hardship, a time of suffering for Jesus, that's victory. Abiding, you know, throughout this series, when we talk about you are the branches, he is the vine. We are called to abide, to remain. That's victory. Empowerment. Paul said, I speak with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Have you ever sensed God empower you to say words to someone, to pray with someone, empower you with revelation and knowledge, empower you with strategy for business, empower you with what to say in offering forgiveness to a friend, that's victory. You loving Jesus is victory. You worshiping, every time you worship, you are walking in victory. Praising Jesus is victory. Having affection toward the Lord Jesus is victory. Having an intimate love relationship with God is victory. And I want you to just walk in this. You are victorious. I want you to even agree with God. I am victorious. Again, if you live apart from God, you will live in defeat. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, as a result of you calling on the name of the Lord, you are filled with the very victory that rose Jesus from the dead. And Jesus said, the same works that you've seen me do, you will do, and even greater works than these. Overwhelming victory is yours. I am victorious. Say that. And I want you to start expecting victory. Expect victory in your marriage. You know, Shelly and I have been married 37 and a half years now. We're going on 38 years in October. And because of my childhood and watching my parents' marriage fall apart, we made a commitment we would never divorce. We made a commitment of victory in our relationship. And murder may be an option, but divorce never will be. So far, she's not murdered me yet. Praise the Lord. But there's something about ruling out defeat. Have you ever ruled out divorce in your marriage? Have you ever ruled out defeat in your business? What honors God for you to wake up today and say, well, I don't know if I can really be successful in my life. I don't know if I'm going to pass this exam. I don't know if I can have a relationship. I don't know that I'm ever going to get married. I don't know that I can raise these kids. I don't know that we're going to be able to survive as a company. Is that really honoring the Lord and His word whenever He says you are victorious? Do you wake up expecting victory? Because I've got God on my side, I am going to be a godly husband. Because God is with me, I will figure out how to build my company. Because God is with me, I will raise these children in the fear of the Lord. Victory is mine. Do you expect victory? Do you walk in victory? Do you walk in victory? Do you wake up living moment by moment in victory? You know, one of the realities of the kingdom of God is God has to bless His people. The wrath of sin has been removed from us. God can only bless you. I remember a dear sister in the Lord when I was going through a heavy trial of God really transferring me from earthly cash registers to kingdom storehouses in heaven. Literally, He was transferring me there 30 years ago. And I was so discouraged because financially we were ruined. Financially, we had nothing. Financially, the bulldozers were coming and we were being demolished. But God was building up something far greater than anything that I could have ever asked for or imagined at that time. But a sister in the Lord said, Kevin, you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I began repeating that daily. I am waking up today blessed and highly favored of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you walk through your day? I am going to be victorious today. And yes, you'll have weaknesses. We've talked about that. You'll have temptations. We talked about that. God is not expecting your perfection. He's expecting you to rely on His victory. Because you are defeated without Him, He's wanting you to depend upon Him for victory. And so do you say, well, I just don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be successful in my marriage. I don't know if I'll be successful in business. I don't know that we can get this sales through in our company. Really, you do know. Read the book. It tells you we win. I'm so glad that Spirit Media published this book, God's Epic Plan of Redemption. If you've not read this book, please read it. God is on a mission to redeem the world. And we're not going to see the fulfillment of the Great Commission if we sit around as believers thinking, well, I'm not so sure that we're going to be able to win this. The enemy wants us to give up. The enemy wants us to surrender. The enemy wants us to live in defeat. But that is not our identity. That is not your identity. God will absolutely redeem the world to himself. God's epic plan of redemption is straight out of the Bible. Read the book. You know the final chapter. We win. The victory's already been given. You are victorious. I'm writing my seventh book. I want you to pray for me as I begin to write it. It's a book. I just finished book number 6. It'll be out in a few months. Gifts. But my seventh book is I Must. And it's a book with the subtitle, For the Love of Christ Compels Me. Maybe that'll change as I'm writing it. But God is really imparting to me an attitude of determination that comes as a result of this mindset of you are victorious. I cannot fail. I mean, yes, I can go sin against God. I can face consequences. But I want you to know really how victory is measured in my life. It's measured by not building my bank account, but others. Not taking care of my salary, but helping others to have a salary. Not being so consumed with my house, but helping others to have a house. Helping others to have Bibles. Helping others to have salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Back when God sent those bulldozers in, he was telling me, Kevin, you can feed your family, but only I can feed the multitude. And so the victory, the prescription of victory that he showed me is by putting others first. And even now at Spirit Media, not just building the company Spirit Media, but building Spirit Media with a determination that it will build many other companies for Christ, producing kingdom wealth for kingdom good. And just seeing that when the water rises, all the boats rise with it. It's a kingdom principle. But it comes with this determination of victory is mine because of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we will prevail. We will win. And again, it's not for me. It's for others to know Christ. We're working our butts off so that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ will bear fruit in all 195 nations. That takes a determination of allowing God to say, you are victorious. Now go live this and let me fulfill this kingdom mission through you. And I pray that over you today. Will you walk in victory? Maybe you're wondering, how are you going to buy this house? God's led you to build a house for your family, and defeat is everywhere you turn. I want you to declare it, I am victorious. Maybe you're trying to build a Bible college and you have no clue how you're going to finish this project, and it looks like it could fail at any moment. You are victorious. Maybe you're trying to buy land for your church and you don't know where you're ever going to get that kind of money. It's so expensive. Every month it goes higher in price. I want you to know you are victorious. Whatever God has promised to you, it has to succeed. It's backed up by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If it depends upon me, yes, it will collapse. If it depends upon Jesus, victory is sure. You are victorious. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will help everyone listening to get to the nitty-gritty of what is scaring them about the failure out in front of them. And that they will pivot right here and now and releasing and surrendering the risk and the fear and the temptation of failure over to your hands, and they will allow your declaration that they are victorious to prevail. Father, we agree with you on the authority of your word. Apart from you, we are nothing, we have nothing, we can do nothing. But because of the impartation of the Holy Spirit, your presence in our lives makes all the difference. And we are victorious because of Jesus. Help us to live with it. Help us to change our mind, to change our attitude, to affect how we wake up tomorrow, the steps that we take today. Lord, may we glorify you and worship you and praise you with people living in victory because Jesus is worthy, because the nations are depending on it. And we will give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, thank you so much for joining. I pray that you'll hear this word, that you'll take it to heart, that you will repeat it over and over and over. I'll see you back next week here on The Kevin White Show. God bless you all.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media, taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International, all rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God. Thank you.